In Bahrain, the government continues its deadly crackdown on anti-government protesters. A six-year-old boy suffocated after Saudi-backed forces fired tear gas at demonstrators. The protesters demand an end to the Saudi involvement in their country and the resignation of King Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa. In Yemen, clashes between security forces and demonstrators have left three protesters dead and several others injured. Two security forces were also killed in the clashes near the city of Aden, where a general strike is underway against President Ali Abdullah Saleh's rule. Violence erupted when protesters tried to dismantle roadblocks. Libya's embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi has refused to quit power or leave the country. Instead, in a televised speech, he called for a ceasefire and negotiations with the West if NATO ends its airstrikes. Gaddafi's call comes as his forces continue their deadly attacks against civilians. Egypt's Justice Ministry says ousted President Hosni Mubarak could face execution. He will receive the death penalty if he is convicted of involvement in the deaths of over 800 anti-regime protesters during the revolution. Mubarak's trial is expected to last at least 1 year. An American soldier has been killed in southern Iraq during military operations. The U.S. military has not announced where and how the trooper was killed. At least 4,452 American soldiers have lost their lives since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. The death toll from the killer tornadoes in the U.S. have reached at least 350. The figure makes the disaster the second deadliest outbreak of tornadoes in U.S. history. Alabama is the worst-hit state, with over 250 fatalities there alone. Tornadoes have ripped through southeastern U.S. states in the past week. Five more banks have been closed in the U.S. The banks include two in the state of Georgia, two in Florida, and one in Michigan. The latest closures bring to 39 the total number of American bank failures this year alone. U.S. community banks continue to struggle with the weak economy. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan has faced criticism in parliament after the resignation of a nuclear advisor. Kan was attending a parliamentary session designed to pass a supplementary budget for relief disaster. Japan has been grappling with the aftermath of the March 11th earthquake and tsunami and an ensuing nuclear crisis.